So Beidou Beis Tosos of Inami. So one more time to summarize it. So Tosos says, our Gemara concludes, if there's Chesron and Kis and a Shchiyah, then you can collect it in Bavel. Okay? But it's got to have both criteria. Problem is, the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin says that Xelos and Chavalos you don't do. And it says that you need a Gimel, Mumchim. Right? There's no, you can't do it in Bavel. You're not Mumchim. It just says you need Mumchim, right? So Tosus' first approach is saying, it's true that basically you don't do it because it's not Shchiach. And there's a problem is, and it's reasonable to say that Exhale is not Shchiach. The problem is, there's a lot of Gemaras which seem to indicate that we did do Exhale in, we are done Exhale in Bavel. So he says, you're going to have to say those cases are dealing with Bitafas. Either that really Bazin didn't do it. Bazin just said this guy's hired that guy, and then the guy who was owed the money grabbed it, and okay, and Bazin doesn't do anything to stop him. Or basically he said, let's go to Eretz Yisrael. He made him go to Eretz Yisrael where there are Mimchim, and they were done it there. But really there would be really you wouldn't be done in Bavel Gzelos, because it's not Shchiyah. That's his first approach. Okay. One of the problems with that approach is, what if it was Manazeh? Sounds like in Tosus' area they did it, right? And in Europe they were doing Bidan Exilus. So how do you reconcile that with that interpretation? So Yaakov proposed yesterday that maybe Shchiach changes, the definition of what Shchiach changes. So it could be in the time of the Gemara it wasn't Shchiach. It's really dochak though. It's the time of the Gemara it wasn't Shchiach. The Gemara sounds like they did it, that's Batafas. And now we do it because it is Shchiach. It feels like we're missing something, you know? But I feel like you're going to have to say that in order to justify Tosos, right? What else are you going to say, why they're doing it? According to that first position, unless you can say that the first position holds that they were wrong to be doing it, they shouldn't be doing it. Okay. The second Yesh Mefarshim brought down by Tosos is that it's Davka Gzeil Zaydei Chavalos. Okay, that's what's not Shchiach. For example, if you go into Manzi Beitrei, two people are fighting, Umacho Adadi, and they hit each other, either talked of Echamahem and Gazel's Chavero, until one of them was overpowered the other guy. And he grabbed his coat or whatever it is. So that's not really Shchiach. Okay, so that's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin means, that's not Shchiach, and you're not you need Mumchim for it. But regular Gzelos, that is Shchiach, and we would be done it in Bavel. Okay. And the question is on that pshat, that's the more interesting pshat, is what kind of category is that? It's saying that Chavala you don't judge because it's not Shchiach. Zeli you judge because it's Shchiach in general. So now over here, the Gzeil occurred, Aydei Chavala. First he got into a fight and then he took his money. So like, okay, so the Chavala you shouldn't be done, but the Gzeil you should be done. Like, what kind of new category is this? Gzele de Chavala. It's a new, and so whoever heard of such a category, right? So, it's the meaning where you have, I mean, it's the same thing. And the Chavala, it's Chavala and Gzele. So, be down the Gzele, not the Chavala. Right? What's Tosus' answer? Okay. So, Yaakov is suggesting that there's a certain serif between Chavala and Gzele. They're not just two random sins. But they're both bin adon l'chavero, agozos chavero, and achovos chavero. And you could attack a person physically, you could attack his person, you could attack his money, as opposed to Geneva is a monetary crime, right? But Gzela, you're really attacking the guy, you're mugging him, you're taking his money, va'igzos chanes miyad mitzvah. So it's really you're attacking the guy through his money. And chavala, obviously attacking him physically, his body. So since they're like, they have an underlying common idea of bin adon chavero, where you're attacking the person. It's an aggressive action towards the guy. So they can combine to form this new idea of gzeila chavala. And that hybrid combined attack, the double attack on the guy, that's not so common. But that's not shchiach. Okay. It's still a little strange, just because, like, you know, what parish in the Torah is gzeila de chavala? I mean, it's like it's not really a normal category. You know what I mean? Like, there's no special dinim associated with it. If you had mumchim, you'd be judging the chavala independently, you'd be judging the gzeil independently. Right? Like, in theory, like, there's no real halachic parsha of gzeil de chavala. It's not a category in halacha. I don't think, right? So if you had mumchem, you'd separate it into two separate issues. There's the chaval and there's the gzela. So it's true, there is a conceptual underlying tziruf between the two. But it's still funny to say that we're looking for things that are shchiach and not shchiach. And then somehow we're making this into, even though gzela is shchiach, like gzela in this way is not. It's like funny, why is that even a thing? Why is that a type of gzela exactly? You know, I mean, I hear what you're trying to say. I think it's good. I feel like you just need a little bit more, right? So Joe and Dover are saying a good point. Just basically taking this idea to that in terms of society, right? Regular gzelim, you might have to stop or else society will break down. But this kind of case, it's a weird case. They said I got into a fight, then I've been trying to get into a fight, and then one guy ends up taking whatever. Sorry, then I've been trying to do gzela and I've been trying to steal money. But then they get into a fight, and part of the fight, one thing leads to another, and he takes some money from him in order to walk away, right? And that's good. And I hear that it's true. And that's, if you let those things go in society, those things are pretty uncommon, right? And I believe that's not so common, you know. But if you're not doing gzela, then people are good. It's going to become common. People are going to start, you know, robbing and doing things like that, right? So I hear it's just there's the problem that's bothering me. Is like, it's not a halacha category. It's not a real category. It's something that's artificially being created for the purposes of solving this problem in Tosos. But so why is that a legitimate solution that Tosos is doing? It just really sounds like a dochak answer. You know, we're dang zeles, but not gzeles de chavalas. It's just saying, it's like, how particular are you going to get in order to make something shkiach and not shkiach? Right? So I think it's really, honestly, it's combining the two answers, what Yaakov said and what Joe was saying. I think combine the two, and just add one point here, is that there is, like what Yaakov was saying, there is a sense in combining the two. It's not like, not a random combination of a person, you know, a person stole while he was eating treif. You know what I mean? Where there's no tzir between the two things. There is this idea of people fighting and getting to fight and one guy walking away with the other guy's money as part of continuation of his attack on the other guy. That makes sense. It is a natural category of how people fight with each other. You know what I mean? Like there's a fighting and attacking, and what's the difference? You fight physically, you fight monetarily. It all becomes one big fight between the two parties. And like there is a sense that in a I don't know what the right word is, in a practical sense that these two things combine and they mix well. And you know, that's how you fight. You fight. You get the enemy at all different levels. That makes sense. But in terms of what about the halakhic category, so I was thinking that basically the point is here, why this is a good answer by Tosfos, is that at least the Yesh Mefarshim are holding, that like when you have to figure out like the Shlichus Sayhu, like what did they allow you to do? So it's not basically going by halakhic categories. Like what they allowed you to do, what they didn't allow you to do, is going by social categories, okay? Because the whole heter is based upon society. And therefore, you'll formulate, I mean, that's the reason, like that's the point, what Joe's saying, and Dove, that's exactly the reason of what you're doing here. And on a social level, these are two totally different types of problems. There's the problems of people who are out for money, trying to mug somebody, and then there's problems of people fighting, right? So yeah, I keep asking the question, what kind of categories are these? Aren't categories. Yeah, they're not halachic categories. Gzela de chavala is not a halachic category. It's just there's gzela and there's chavala. There is no tziruf halachically between the two of them. But on a social plane, there are two different types of problems. You have problems of people who are going around mugging people looking for money, and then you have problems with people fighting. And when they fight with each other, they hit each other, they take each other's money. It's like completely different social issues. So insofar as the heter or the Beis Din of Chutz La'aretz, of Bavel, is to be done, is in order to things that are shchiach and chesron kis, in order to maintain order in society. So then the categories of problems they're allowed to be done, it goes by social problems. And it doesn't take up normal halachic categories, it takes up social problems. And you have to say, is this social problem shchiach and chesron kis? Is this one shchiach and chesron kis? And over here, gzeles dechavos is a different type of a social problem than just dam zela. And therefore you're allowed to, or you should, your heter is limited to gzela, that's common, as opposed to gzede chavala, which is a new social problem, which is not common, and the heter doesn't extend to that, right? So that's the point. The heter is not given out along halachic categories, but it's given the heter is given out along social lines. What is the problem the society is facing, and does it need to be dealt with? Is it shchiach and chasam kis? Then you got to deal with it. If it's not, it's not. But in a sense, the shaila of do you have a shus is generated not from the way you figure out you have heter is not by going down tayag mitzvos and saying is this shchiach, is this chasam kis, is this shchiach chasam kis? Do you have heter for that? That's like not you don't break up the Torah into things that are shchiach chasam kis and things that are not. Rather, you look at the problems that are plaguing your society, the problems that you have, and say, is this a problem that's shchiach and chasam kis? Then we have had to be done it according to the laws of the Torah. You're saying like you're starting from the problems in society, and if that problem is shchiach and chasam kis, then the heter applies to it. You're not starting from halachic categories and figuring out, is this the type of problem that will be shchiach and chasam kis? In which case, there is no category of gzeilas idei chavalos. It doesn't exist. So you can't have a heter for that, or the heter can't be in gzeila, but not for that. It doesn't exist. And the question is, where are you starting from? So since the whole heter, shichusayu, comes from the society, you deal with the social problem, and you apply the criteria. Yeah, go ahead.
But I guess the question is, how do you define a problem? Then you can fail.
You see from my answer that what was bothering me, the problem's bothering me is this category doesn't exist in halacha. So how can you have a separate din for gzeilas idei chavalos different than gzeilas alone? It's not a category, it doesn't exist. And my answering is, you're right, it doesn't really exist in halacha. But in society it exists, and they're very different. Right? One is people going out, attacking other people monetarily. The other is people getting into fights, and then one thing leads to another, so he takes his money. There's two different types of problems. You can imagine a society where one of them happens and one doesn't. In fact, that's the case. They're completely different social problems. And then the point is, yeah, halakhically doesn't exist. On a societal level, it does exist. And over here, the categories have to be societal. So you guys were saying it's just a question of appreciating that problem. If you have to make the move of where does Tosus come in with this new category? Okay, so there's basically a Rabbeinu Tam has two approaches. One's brought down Rabbeinu Peretz, and the other's brought down Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef brings down the idea, the chiluk, that there's two types of gzela. One gzela is shchiach, one case is not shchiach. So mugging a guy, just walking the street, grabbing his stuff, that's not shchiach. It doesn't really happen. But the category of like a shomer, you give somebody something to watch, ask him to watch it for you, and he's not supposed to use it, and then he ends up using it. So a shol shalom midas is a gazlan. So it really is a gzela. So he's saying that is common. So we'll be done those types of gzeilos in Bavel and not the ones of the mugging because that's not common. And then Rabbeinu Peretz brings down Rabbeinu Tam and is saying there's certain kinds of gzeila where there's no chesron kis. Like the guy just, steals a field and plows it and plants it and then he grows something in it and they own the field, doesn't lose any money. But you stole the use of the land from the guy. So he's saying that kind of gzeila we're not going to be done in Bavel because there's no chesron kis. But a gzeila which has chesron kis, it would be. Okay. I think it's two other possible answers to resolve the contradiction. But, I think are what we said before for Tosos answers it also. The point is if you're just going to say, is gzela something that you could be done in Bavel or not? Right? So you're going to have to go by the category of gzela. Halacha is gzela something that's shchiach or not? So gzela is shchiach, gzela is not shchiach. Right? But if once you're going to deal with the societal issues, then all of a sudden there becomes different types of gzela. You can start making a chiluk, this kind of gzela is shchiach, this kind of gzela is not shchiach. Or the gzela that this kind of gzela has chesron kis, this one doesn't. So on a societal level, there's different problems. One's the shomers who violate the shemira and they use the things they're not supposed to. And then there's muggers. They're completely different issues. Halachically, a guy who borrows something without permission is a gazlan. But socially, a guy who, you give him something to watch and he uses it without permission is completely different than the guy who mugs people on the street. They're completely different societal issues. So since the whole point here is what the shlichus is for the kingdom of society, it's Rabbeinu Tam's idea, and perfectly legitimate, is to be machalik between different types of gzela. Some have shchiach, some are not shchiach, or you could say chesron kis, not chesron kis. But the yisod is all the same here. The yisod is that the categories here are not standard halacha categories, but they're societal categories. And in that framework, you can make all these chilukim, and the heter is limited to what the issues are that plague society are. Okay, so the Yad Ramah says it. He says, here the Yaakov's answer wants to say that the Bizman Hazen we're done Gzelus Bizman Hazen, because nowadays Gzelus on the Neshchiach, and the Gemara over there says you're not done Gzelus. That's Bizman Mishnah where Gzelus was not Shchiach. So basically, the society changed, right? So if you say that to resolve the question, then you have a raya for Yaakov's idea that basically Shchiach and not Shchiach goes by how society changes, which makes a lot of sense. It would be hard to believe that it'll be fixed. Right? I mean, I'm a lot more confident. I saw Rishon say it. But it's hard to believe. We'll be the sense in fixing it. But by the time of the Mishnah, what's Shchiach, you know, is we, I mean, I guess if you learned that Svara, that it goes back to the first Beis Din, set it up, and like, then you could, maybe you could argue it's fixed. But once we're saying that, like, it's an ongoing idea, that there's an institution of Sanhedrin, or the Chachmei Yisrael, who gives a heter for things that are Shchiach and problematic, so then it should really go by the times that they, I mean, they're giving a heter b'zman hazeh, they're giving a heter now to do things that are shchiach. So it's got to be shchiach in your society. It doesn't really make any sense to you that you can only be done on problems that are shchiach in a different society. What would be the sense of the whole thing? You know? It's not a fixed, it's the whole, that idea of fixing it in a time doesn't really make any sense. It doesn't really make any sense because the whole point here is that you're not working with halachic categories of, I mean, it's all consistent at this point. Is if you're working with strict halachic categories, then you could say they set up gzela you could do, chavala you can't do, you know, things like that. But the point is, and then you could say, even if it's because shchiach and chesron kiss, but then it was fixed for all time. That's just not the sugya. That's not what's going on here. Is they created a heter in order to deal with the societal issues for it to function. And the categories from we saw from the other Rishonim's answer, the categories are going by societal problems. So then there's just no sense in the world to say that goes by, you're allowed to deal with the society problems of Bavel in you know, the fourth century. It doesn't make any sense. It's going to have to go by your society, which is in your society, and that will change. Every society is different, and things that are common problems in one society are not common problems in another one. Chesed of Kis L'chor is not going to change. Maybe you can find some sort of thing, but Shchiach will change. And the Adama basically says that answer, and he uses that to resolve the stira between Sanhedrin and our Gemara. Right. So now you could say, so why, if Tosos really held by this? Our question was, according to the first answer of Tosos, of either Itafas, that they grabbed it, or Eretz Yisrael, that's the way to resolve all these Gemaras, right? So our question was, if that's the case, then how does Tosus explain that first answer of Tosus explain Bizman Hazeh, why we are Dan Zelos? How did he reconcile that with the facts that he was doing it? Right? So we're proposing maybe he held things, you know, things changed to answer that. So you could ask, but if he held really that things change and it goes by Shchiach or not, so then why didn't he just give that answer, the Adar Mazda answer, that the Mishnah is now just dealing with the time of the Mishnah and then our Gemara is dealing with the time of the Gemara? Right? If he really held that, it must be. Tosis doesn't hold by that answer, else he would have given it. Right? He doesn't have to give the other dochak answers, just say things change. Right? So I think it's not, you can't really show me that Tosis is arguing on this Yad Ramah. And conceptually, I say everybody must hold that it goes by the Shchiach of your society and your time and place. It just doesn't make sense to be otherwise. It's a crazy idea any other way. It's clear from the Gemara that this is not one of those things that's like rigid halachic categories that get fixed and low plug and it doesn't change over time. Most areas of halacha are like that. But it just doesn't make sense that this area of this sugya is like that. It just doesn't, it's not sensible. Takana, this doesn't make any sense. And I don't want to say Tosos holds that also either. So why doesn't Tosos say that? And it's the same reason nobody else is saying that. Because it's dochak to say that changed from the Gemara to the, from the Mishnah to the Gemara. Like what, all of a sudden, Zayel became more prevalent. I mean, why? Where'd that come from? Why? I guess you could say people became poorer, or people's ethical nature changed. I mean, you can make up these things, but there's no real indication that society became depraved and started stealing, you know, between the Mishnah and the Gemara. You know, and also, again, there's no real indication that in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, they didn't steal and do Zayel, and all of a sudden, I'm in Europe and then Tosa's time, they did do Zayel. You could say that. You know what I mean? Like, you could say that answer. It's just that you're positing a historical change. So it could be the other Rishonim, Tosfos included, don't want to posit historical changes. They don't like that's a dochak answer. There's no real indication. They have no support, no evidence for that. You're just simply positing historical change to answer the problem. But just because they don't want to posit that to answer the problem doesn't mean that they wouldn't agree with the outer muck conceptually, that if society did change in some area, whatever it happened to be, and you got a new problem that shchiach now that wasn't shchiach then you would have rishus. But you can't infer from the fact Tosas doesn't say this that he's not agreeing to the conceptual idea. He just doesn't want to posit that as a solution to this theory. I can't imagine anybody would argue. Okay, so just the guys asking, what would be the difference between the Tosas, the first answer and the second answer, right? So it seems that the first answer is holding Zela is not shchiach, and you really can't do it. And the only way these stories in the Gemara did it is because Itafas or Eretz Yisrael, where they went to Eretz Yisrael. And why we do Bizman is that, I guess it's going to be a mistake. We shouldn't be doing it, right? Something along those lines. I don't know. It doesn't take it up. And the second answer is saying Zela really is shchiach. It's just Gzela de Chaval is not shchiach, right? So it comes out, there's a machlokas between whether Gzela is shchiach or not. Regular Gzela, right? According to the first answer, it's not shchiach. He can't be done it. In Bavel, and according to the second answer, regular gzeila is shchiach. The question is, what's the machlokas? Is gzeila shchiach or not? And I guess a problem is just in general with the, what kind of machlokas is that? It seems like a factual question. Is it common or not? Unless you want to say it's like, you could just say a historical question. But that's the Yad Ramah, you gain historical change. It seems like it's just a stomach locus and tosis. Is this on the Shkirch or not? So how would you go about trying to define that question? Right? Yes or no? I mean, how would you define that? Okay. So Zev is suggesting one possibility is that the way Gzela works in general, and this is like a crime, really crime works this way, is crime is usually not spread out, or violent crime. It's not spread out throughout a society. Very often, crime is like relegated to like a specific few corners of a neighborhood, of an area, a few blocks. Most crime happens, it's probably the 80-20 rule. 80% of crime happens, and I think it's even less than that. It's a few percent of the blocks of a neighborhood of a city is where all the crime occurs. That's, Malcolm Gladwell's new book, he develops this point. That's like one of the, Malcolm Gladwell? Which is his new book, Strangers, maybe? Talking to Strangers? He's good, right? He's interesting. I have a couple of problems with this book, but whatever. Interesting. He wants to say that was like one of the methods of like police. Instead of increasing like police presence like throughout the entire city, just like basically just have more police in like the specific a few blocks. Right? This was like a new idea in like the 70s or something like that, 80s or something like that. And he ends up showing how it's distorted and people end up taking it the wrong way and whatever. That's not the point. The point is that you would think crime would go, this was his idea. You would think if you just put like a bunch of police on this street corner, then the criminals will go two blocks over. But they don't. For whatever reason, it's like crime is very much tied to like a certain environment and like it's a busy street corner, and like if you can shut it down there, it doesn't just go somewhere else, it just stops. Okay, you read the book, okay? But the point is let's go with those facts. That's what Zev is going with. He's saying that's the question, is do you see, it's like shchiach on a specific street corner. It happens all the time on this particular area, but it doesn't plague society as a whole. Just avoid that area. So you won't cause the breakdown of the society as a whole, but like it is common, it is a common problem class from KISS in those areas that it really affects. So you could say that's a question. Is that considered something that's shchiach? In like a certain sense, it's not really shchiach. Most people don't have to deal with it at all. But like there are certain areas where it really is common. It happens all the time. So you say shchiach, can something be localized in society? It doesn't affect the society as a whole, but it will affect certain pockets of society. And I guess you could argue if you affect certain pockets, it does characterize the whole thing in a certain sense. So something along those lines is, do you say that that's a shchiach problem or not a shchiach problem? Like, how do you define shchiach? The sense it happens everywhere all the time or frequently throughout society, or is it enough that it's frequent in a specific isolated place? Will that be considered shchiach? It's pretty uncommon as society as a whole, but in a particular place, it's very common. So, you could argue that it's not shchiach because it generally doesn't happen, but in a particular place, it happens all the time, so it's shchiach there. Does that make it shchiach? Nice question. Okay, there's another possible way to define whether gzeila is shchiach or not. So this is a good trick. Okay, it's a good trick. You can use it in a lot of different types of problems. And like sometimes you don't realize it. But like, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, But for example, you could say, and again, I'm positing something, but you could say that gzeila really is not shchiach. Okay, But the reason why it's not shchiach is because there's a beis din and we're done it. So, but if you weren't done it, then it would become shchiach. You know, if you know, and maybe that's the question. I don't like that actually. What would you say about that? I think it's not good actually. It doesn't work in this case. It's a little ridiculous. It comes out ridiculous. But you have things like that. Is that we say that right now it's not shchiach. We don't really have a problem with it. But it's only, it's the reason we don't have a problem with it is because the basin will take care of it. It becomes ridiculous. It becomes a ridiculous thing. I mean, if you say that if we're not done at shchiach, then obviously you should be done it and we're making not shchiach anymore. That doesn't work in this case. I mean, it's silly.
Isn't that everything we're trying to make this
shchiach thing? No, it's not everything. There's certain problems that are common, like halvos. Even if you are done it or whatever, it is still common. You have these issues. A lot of things are just common issues that you have to deal with. But here I'm saying zeal is the kind of thing that will go away. It will become not shchiach if you deal with it. And if you don't deal with it, it becomes shchiach. But it becomes the end of the problem. There's a move here, but it doesn't make any sense because the whole point here is you want to fix society. If you can tell me that, is there really a sense to a position that says, since if you deal with it, it's not shchiach, you're not allowed to deal with it. That's crazy. Okay, we'll go with that answer.